Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
So you made your way over to Buffalo State to see their production of Ride the Cyclone. This is a musical that all young people know. You know, nobody from the Sondheim generation knows this musical. It's very young people. It's done at colleges everywhere.
Well, the setup is perfectly marvelous. A choral group on vacation rides a cyclone that crashes. They all die. And suddenly the mechanical fortune teller at the amusement park has to decide on can they go back to the living state or not. And they make their case.
Only one of them gets to go back. Yeah.
Right.
And they're from Uranium, Saskatchewan. Where they all have unfulfilled dreams. Very, very amusing. I agreed with you that these students just rose to the occasion, making these characters vivid.
And again, just a quick shout out to all our listeners. These kids today, as I often say, if you're near Fredonia, if you're near Buff State, if you're up near Niagara University, if you're near UB, go to these student productions. They are so good.
I have two of these students currently in theater history with me. And from being in class, Richard Fox, the Ukrainian, and Emily Cannon, who was Jane Doe, I would not have recognized them. These entirely different personalities that they evoke for the performance. It's just wonderful to see talent like that bloom. So you can't see that, but we have some things coming up. We mentioned briefly last week that the musical Shucked is coming to Shays. It is actually literally the shucking of corn. This takes place in Cobb County, where corn is very, very important. And this couple decides that they cannot marry because the corn crop is dying and they must find a solution to this dilemma.
And after that, it gets wildly crazy. I understand that their narrators are necessary to keep bringing us back to what the plot is all about.
Yes, the narrators become mobsters. They become fortune tellers of every sort. Yes, and an essential part. Now, I have never seen this because I had tickets to see it on Broadway. It was going to be part, in fact, of the Buffalo-Toronto public media trip, but it closed. It was one of the first shows. It had gotten shut down before COVID, incubated during COVID, opened right away too soon. Audiences were not coming back. And though people loved it, it didn't get that kind of energy underneath it. So it's been doing very well on tour. And there is a cast recording if you wanted to hear the music from Shucked. And the very funny, clever musical numbers from the show. But you can also see it at Shays next week.
Starting Tuesday with, I guess, a lot of deliberately corny puns and gags.
Just exactly, yes. We're talking lowbrow, folks. We're talking very lowbrow. Then also coming up in the musical theater world, O'Connell and Company, at long last, after delays and regrouping, they will be opening Pippin, which is one of the other musicals by Stephen Schwartz, best known for Wicked. You know, I actually saw the original Broadway production of Pippin with the entire original cast except Irene Ryan, because I saw Dorothy Stickney, who probably forgotten now, but she had been the star of Life with Father, which had been the longest running Broadway show ever for a period of time. And she was wonderful, but Ben Vereen, young Ben Vereen, John Rubinstein as Pippin.
That sounds like a famous last name, Rubinstein. Any relation to the pianist?
His father, absolutely. His father's Arthur Rubinstein. You can imagine your dad is Arthur Rubinstein. He and his mother come to see the show, and it is universe away from the world of classical music. And what do your parents say? Clearly hugely successful. You're starring, you're the title character in a Broadway show. And his mother said to him, "You jumped so high."
Mothers.
Well, the last time Pippin toured through Buffalo at Shays, John Rubinstein was in it, not as Pippin, of course, but as Charlemagne the Father. And I had students lining up for autographs, wanting, you know, the current Pippin, and they recognized Priscilla Lopez from Chorus Line. And I said to them, "Get that man's autograph." And why? I mean, he is the original Pippin. Oh, my goodness. Getting the autograph of John Rubinstein. But that's coming up with a good cast up at O'Connell and Company. And that's a delightful musical.
Talk about a good cast. On Sunday night, it's a fundraiser for Second Generation Broadway Bucket List 2025. It's just an A-list. You know, any one of them would be good enough for the sentence. You know, you had me at fill in the blank. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that sounds fun. The Informer, continuing its run at American Repertory Theater.
It is. I've been telling people it's operatic. If you know anything about grand opera, huge characters, big emotions, and then a finale that just, wow, knocks you out. I loved it. The Informer at American Repertory Theater on Elmwood.
For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.